The other ones were...
The Today Show on Monday, June 26, 1978.
The hour, in just a few minutes, we'll be hearing about a mysterious death 25 years ago and what's happened to that case, to that cover-up. We'll be talking to Elizabeth Barrett, who has reason to believe that people in very high places in government were involved in the cover-up of her father's death. We'll get the full story in just a moment. But first, we pause for a station break. Back in the early 1950s, the U.S. Army started a secret drug testing program. They were using LSD, mescaline, and other psychochemicals, trying them out on patients who didn't know that they were being used as guinea pigs. This drug program continued for many years. Many people were used in it without their knowledge or without their agreement. One of them died. His name was Harold Blower. He died in January 1953. He was a former tennis pro who went into the New York State Psychiatric Institute. That institute had a contract with the U.S. government or the U.S. Army to conduct the drug experiments. He died. The fact that the death was due to this drug program was covered up for more than two decades. In 1975, the story finally came out. And this morning, we lose Blower's daughter, Elizabeth Barrett, who has been chasing after the government, trying to find out who was behind the drug program and what actually happened. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Utley.
How did your father die?
He was given an injection that was known to be of lethal size and died 2 hours later.
What kind of a drug was it?
They tell me it was a synthetic mescaline derivative.
Now, he had no idea that he was being used as a guinea pig in this.
He felt he was being used as a guinea pig. The nurse's notes are filled with his protests, saying, "I don't want these drugs. Please make them stop giving them to me. I don't want to take them."
He had reactions to them.
He had bad reactions to them earlier. Unfortunately, he did not know that the Army was involved. He felt that this was the doctors giving it to him for his own good. Otherwise, I think he could have picked up and left.
Now, were these drugs which were being administered to patients, to guinea pigs like your father, had they been tested in laboratories beforehand? Did the Army know what it was doing, in other words?
No, I don't think the Army knew. At least the evidence we have so far indicates that they tested on very, very few animals. And the test that they had in the hospital on six patients, this particular drug, for example, the first time they gave it to him, they gave him 27 milligrams. With no intervening gradations of doses, they then gave him 450 milligrams. And that just is not the way you conduct a medical experiment. You very carefully raise the dose.
Now, he died. Your mother filed a suit for compensation. She was paid $18,000 by the state of New York, I believe.
That's correct.
But it turns out that half of that $18,000 was paid by the U.S. government.
That's correct.
Because it considered itself responsible, although your mother was never told about this.
That's correct.
Now, how did you find out that this cover-up was in place? When did this surface?
After the Rockefeller Commission uncovered the death of Frank Olson and described that in
Frank Olson?
Frank Olson was a civilian employee of the CIA, was given some LSD at a cocktail party and a drink, and later jumped out a window. This was described in the report, although Mr. Olson's name was not mentioned, and Mrs. Olson recognized the name and had a press conference and recognized the situation, and there was a big hullabaloo. You may remember that President Ford apologized. I think it was the better part of sense that they said, well, now that we've discovered that Harold Blower's situation is thus and so, we'd better get it out rather than have it leaked. And so they came to me and told me, and they issued a press release describing what had happened.
Well, what is it that you're trying to do? What do you want from the government? You have two suits against them, I believe. They total up to $96 million. You have hired F. Lee Bailey, the noted attorney, to help you in this case. What is it that you are looking for?
The government is not an entity. The government is a collection of human beings. Unless human beings can be made to understand that doing this kind of thing is dangerous to them individually, this program can continue and will continue. My effort is to find out who exactly was responsible for my father's death and its cover-up and could have stopped either one of those things and make sure that those people hurt enough so that people following will not ever do it again.
Now, some prominent names have been connected with this case, at least with the cover-up. Two, for example, Senator Jacob Javits, Republican of New York, who at the time was the Attorney General of New York. You say that he was aware of that the U.S. Army had paid half of the compensation to your mother and that he approved of this deal. Also, that the current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Warren Burger, who then was the head of the Civil Division in the Justice Department, had also approved this procedure.
That's correct. Berger's reputation, Berger's policy at the Justice Department appears to have been no cases under $25,000 ever got to him. After all, he was head of the whole Civil Division. This case was settled, as you said, for $18,000, so it was extraordinary that it went to him at all under the normal procedure. It did go to him. There are three letters with his typewritten signature on it, on them, and it should have, if it had gone to him or to anybody else in the Civil Division, there was clearly a possibility of a murder here. It should have been sent on to the Criminal Division, and it wasn't. It was paid and covered up.
Now, have either Senator Javits or Chief Justice Burger admitted that this indeed did happen?
Javits does admit that his staff recommended the settlement, and he looked the case over and agreed that it was best to settle it and authorized the settlement. And Berger refuses to comment.
Now, does the Army today, as you try to get this information out of them, do they give any reason why they refuse to disclose the names of the people who are involved in the program?
Oh, they've given us names. I have pages and pages and pages of names here. But there's no description of what these people did. I mean, they names of people from clerks who stamp things on papers to people who actually design the program, and there's no breakdown as to who's responsible. Now, I don't want anybody who runs around stamping papers. That's not really important. It's who designed the program, who approved it, who actually gave the injection. Why was my father picked?
Now, don't you have a problem with the statute of limitations? This, after all, happened 25 years ago.
That's correct, but the settlement that they made with my mother was a fraudulent settlement because they didn't reveal the situation. So that's set aside, and the statute of limitations runs from discovery, which was August of 75 when we found out.
Until when? Until?
3 years, which is almost up, which is why I am now starting to try to, I mean, I have to make the final steps, otherwise it's going to be too late. We have instituted the suits, but people like Berger and Javits have not been named specifically, and there are a bunch of other people that have been, whose names have come to light, who also have to be named, and all of those.
Do you think the government is just trying to stall until the statute of limitations runs out?
No, I think that's part of it. I think they're just trying to stall until everybody dies off.
Thank you very much. It's 4 minutes before the hour.
Recently recorded NBC Today Show, Monday, June 26, 1978.
Gary Cutley, Elizabeth Barrett, interview, end of tape.